How much guidance do you need? It's probably more than you think. I've been reading the book written by my friend Jim Fairbairn, OBE, Beyond Peak Performance. It's been inspiring, but at the same time, somewhat worrying. Jim is extraordinary, but I won't tell you the story. It's in the book, only 100 or so pages, so it won't take up too much lifespan. But this is the thing. As Jim explains, you and I need guidance, and without it, we'll get lost. Jim didn't achieve all he's done without guidance. Without guidance, people use up far too much life being ordinary, being normal, getting by, going with the flow, when there's so much more. So much more to be, do, and have. It's just most folks are completely unaware of their own potential. You, I, and everyone else has the opportunity for amazing, outstanding, awesome, and wonderful experience on this planet. But most just throw it away, often by feeling the need to fit in rather than stand out. Of course, this to an extent, sometimes a large extent, is dictated or at least encouraged by a few people who seek to exploit others to enhance their personal egoistic experience. Now, if you're already engaged with this perception of what's going on in the world and, like Jim, have it under control, you may know someone, you most likely do, who doesn't get it, who doesn't realise or understand what's going on and find themselves in a maze from which they are unable to escape, maybe trying this, that, and the other to find a way out. The thing about the maze is it becomes a comfort zone, and people, after a while, begin to feel safer in the maze than they think they might be on the unknown outside. They give up, assuming about their lives, this is all there is, not realizing they just need a guide to get out of the maze. As you know, I am a guide, and I have guides, and it frustrates me when people I know decide to do nothing about it, to accept their lot, or perhaps try something which seems like a good or even obvious idea at the time. Jim and many others have discovered and proved that tide turns when we get help. For some reason, many people, and it isn't just men, it's women as well, don't like or resist asking for help, especially in the British culture, where we're supposed to muddle through, keep calm and carry on, or just put up with whatever our lives bring us. It's just not British to ask for help, but this is probably true in many other cultures. Help and guidance isn't about telling you what to do or how to do it, or managing you in some way other than helping you be accountable to yourself, hand-holding when on uncertain ground, providing a shoulder to cry on when things don't go according to plan, encouraging, inspiring, helping you to ask yourself questions, and generally just being there. All the most successful people on the planet have had guidance of some sort from other people, but it isn't anyone who can provide this service, and you're likely to need a few guides as you progress. Remember, you'll not reach the top of your mountain without a guide. Ask, and I'll help find the right one for you.